Two people. Same afternoon, same chatbot. One of them asks it to punch up a flirty text message. Make me sound charming, not desperate. The other one can't afford a lawyer, and pastes in the eviction notice that showed up on their door, asking, what does this actually mean, and how long do I have? Same machine, same cost, basically nothing. Wildly different stakes. And for 3 years now, we've asked the very same question about both of them. How do we teach people to prompt better? That is the wrong question. Here's where we actually are. 34% of American adults have now used ChatGPT, roughly double the share from 2023. Among adults under 30, it's 58%. But look closer, and it gets strange. 57% of US adults bump into AI several times a week, while only about a third say they've ever deliberately used a chatbot. So the tool is everywhere and almost nowhere, broad but shallow and very unevenly spread. And the people we'd most want using this well are often the ones still standing at the threshold. The instinct is to fix that with better prompting. Let's climb past the instinct, one question at a time. So, teach everyone to write better prompts, problem solved? It's not nothing. In one 2025 study, prompt-based tricks cut a model's hallucinations by about 22 percentage points. A real effect. But notice what that fixes and what it doesn't. A better prompt changes what the model says. It does nothing about whether the person on the other end can tell when it's lying to them. We turned a thinking problem into a typing problem, because typing is easier to teach and easier to sell. Now ask who actually has the most to gain. Low-income Americans get no help or inadequate help on 92% of the civil legal problems that seriously affect them. Every year, around 15 million times, someone walks into a US court with no lawyer at all. 46% who skipped legal help said it was the cost. For that person, a free machine that reads an eviction notice or a benefits denial isn't a toy. It may be the only counsel they ever get. Here's the cruel twist. The people with the most to gain are the least equipped to use it safely. Across wealthy countries, the gap in who uses generative AI is about 21 points by income and another 21 by education. Worldwide, it's reached only about 16% of humanity, growing nearly twice as fast in rich countries as in poor ones. This is the digital divide, version 2. Except now the gap isn't just access, it's the judgment to know when the answer is wrong. And the machine is most dangerous exactly where they need it most. Ask a general-purpose model a real legal question, and hallucination rates run from 58 to as high as 88%. Invented citations, confident nonsense. In medicine, over 60% without proper grounding. Feed it the right documents, and the best models drop to under 2%. But the layperson doesn't have the right documents or know to demand them. The eviction notice person is asking the precise question the machine is worst at. It gets worse because the model wants to be liked. Across 11 state-of-the-art systems, researchers found AI endorsed a user's plan 49% more often than another human would, even when the plan involved deception or harm. It's a confident yes man. And a single conversation with a flattering AI left people less willing to take responsibility and more sure they were right. The person who most needs a reality check gets a cheerleader instead. So what do we do with all that? We overtrust it. Even systems that are 80 to 90% accurate breed new mistakes. People were 26% more likely to choose wrong when they followed bad AI advice. And in a Microsoft and Carnegie Mellon survey of 319 workers, the more someone trusted the AI, the less critical thinking they did. Offload your judgment long enough, the researchers warned, and it sits there, atrophied and unprepared, for the moment that actually matters.
So here's the turn. The skill was never prompting. It's calibration. Knowing when this machine has earned your belief and when it hasn't. But here's the part we keep flinching from. Verification is itself a luxury good. It takes time and sources and the metacognition to doubt a voice that sounds certain. Exactly what the person priced out of a lawyer has least of. So just teach people to verify quietly hands the hardest skill to the people with the least slack. Which means the answer can't be a prompt engineering pamphlet. It has to be built into the places that already hold trust for them. Libraries, clinics, benefits offices, and into models that show their uncertainty and their sources instead of just sounding sure. We optimized for fluency. We owed them honesty. Back to our two people. The flirt got a slightly clunky text message. No harm done, maybe a bad date. The tenant, who trusted a confidently wrong deadline, missed the window and lost the home. Same machine, same price. The difference was never how well they typed. Efficiency was never the metric that mattered. Calibration was. So the right question isn't how do we get more people to use this thing? It's how do we teach them when to believe it?